The renewed push to legalize recreational marijuana use in Arizona has begun. The campaign is calling itself the Smart and Safe Arizona Initiative, and it'll need to collect more than 237,000 valid signatures to get on the 2020 ballot. Earlier this week on the show, the group's Stacey Pearson explained how this effort is different from the measure that failed in 2016.
It was a matter of talking to the opponents from 2016 and saying, hey, assume this is going to be successful. Let's make good policy. And they were more than happy to work with us.
There is strong opposition to the proposal. At this point, it's being led by the Center for Arizona Policy. And I'm joined by the organization's communications and media specialist, Cindy Dahlgren. Cindy, supporters are saying that Arizona voters' approval of legal recreational marijuana is inevitable. What's your reaction to that?
Well, they thought it was inevitable last time, too, in 2016. But when Arizona voters found out the consequences other states were enduring, they rejected it. And many of those consequences have not changed. This marijuana measure still puts our families at risk on the roads. It still makes it more accessible to teens. And they are still marketing it to children in high-potency candies and snacks. And banning certain shapes doesn't deter kids from eating it. I mean, candy gummies already come in various shapes.
Is there anything that you would feel like a recreational use of marijuana, to whatever extent, and I guess to whatever potency, would be acceptable at any point if adults were strictly allowed to use it?
The only winners are those in the big marijuana industry. Legalizing this high-potency marijuana is dangerous to teens. It leads to traffic deaths due to stoned drivers, and it is undisputably linked now to mental health issues in some people, among other things. There's just no safe way to legalize recreational marijuana.
Does it trouble you as well, as you mentioned, with the economic factor that there seems to be a push by this because a lot of people could make a lot of money from it?
That's not even the issue, except that the only ones who are going to be making money are those who people in the big marijuana industry, and many of them are from out of state. I think the thing that we want to be concerned about is the fact that, you know, we have learned from other states that regulations do not make marijuana safe. Where it is regulated and it is legal for adults only, more teens still use it. More people die on the roads due to marijuana use, and more people end up in the hospital. And now there is no disputing that there's growing evidence that this high-potency marijuana of today can lead to psychosis and other mental illness. Because we're not talking about a joint from the 70s that had like 2% THC in it. We're talking about marijuana that is now 20 to 25% THC when you're talking about smoking it, and when you're talking about eating it or vaping it and the other concentrates, it's 75 to 100% THC.
What about the argument some would make is that the more regulation there is for this case, then the more likely you are to be able to control how much THC there is?
All right. Well, according to this initiative, you really do not, because it does not leave the potency level to officials. It actually sets a minimum. So it sets a minimum that the state can consider. So the measure actually sets an arguably high level of THC per serving, and state officials can increase that level, but they cannot decrease it according to this measure. And I would add that minimum is a ruse in itself, because limited potency per serving doesn't mean anything when one cookie has 10 servings. Who eats a tenth of a cookie?
Cindy, let me ask you about the news release that the Center for Arizona Policy sent out. And just the headline was new packaging, same deception. One of the concerns for a lot of folks in the 2016 measure was impaired drivers. The current campaign says they have addressed that issue. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I read it, and it does absolutely nothing to address stoned drivers. The language in the initiative is, quote, driving impaired remains illegal. But there's no reliable roadside testing to measure impairment like there is for alcohol. They acknowledge that in Section 7 by leaving it to lawmakers to address when, quote, scientific research on the subject is conclusive. Because right now, it's not conclusive. And other states monitor THC levels in drivers, but none of them successfully.
How active a campaign is Center for Arizona Policy expecting to put out? Are you expecting it to be fairly aggressive? Is it going to be more of a responsive campaign or more out there to say this is a bad measure?
Well, we are working with several other people that we worked with when we were fighting Prop 205, and we will continue to work with them and fight this as vigorously as we have to and get the information out to the voters, because last time when the voters got the information and they realized what was in the initiative and what the other states were struggling with, they said no. So I think it's just a matter of getting the information out there.
There are some, and I would even say some that at least call themselves conservative, call themselves Republican certainly, have said that maybe the legislature and the governor should do something as a preemptive strike in some sense. Because once we have voter-approved measures with the Voter Protection Act, it would be difficult to change, if not impossible. What are your general thoughts on whether the legislature should launch a preemptive strike on this and consider doing some form of legalization?
No, I mean, there is not one successful example of a state legalizing recreational marijuana, whether it's through a ballot initiative or the legislature. And they're continually trying to address every concern that pops up. And when more people die on the roads and more people are in the hospital, and then they're banning the shapes of gummies, and they're trying to make all these changes because there's just no successful standard, and there is no safe way to legalize it. Again, the only winners are those who are in the big marijuana industry. You know, it's just like the tobacco industry, right? The tobacco companies told us that their product was safe and it was only for adults. And look where that got us. Tobacco kills, and they were marketing it to kids. And we see the same thing here.
Cindy Dahlgren of the Center for Arizona Policy. Cindy, thank you.
Thank you.